With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Tornado blasting areas of Tallahassee, Florida, killing at least one person, causing major damage. Officials now say there have been 112 confirmed tornadoes in the United States already this spring. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to move forward next month.
Lawyers for the president's son were not successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution, and a federal appeals court did not rule on the merits of the claim. As a result, the judge announced that Hunter Biden's trial should begin on June 3rd in Delaware. It's expected to last 3 to 6 days. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Donald Trump heading to New Jersey later today following a long week in court. He expects to draw a crowd in what his campaign is calling a mega crowd in the resort town of Wildwood. Also at SRNnews.com, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says Israel should do what it needs to do to protect itself from Hamas, with or without support from the White House.
Senator Cornyn says Joe Biden has been wrong on every foreign policy position he's taken for the past several decades.
And, you know, he's nothing if not consistent.
With that in mind, Cornyn has this advice for Israel amid threats from the White House to withhold arms shipments.
Ignore Joe Biden. Do what you need to do to save your country and to eliminate this terrorist safe haven in Rafah.
Senator Cornyn was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
UN Food Agency says more than 300 Afghans have died in flash floods that have destroyed some 1,000 homes in the northern province of Bogdelin. This is SRN News. Well, a look at Asian Americans and giving.
According to the Pew Research Center, Asians are the wealthiest racial group per capita, exceeding even white Americans in their median income. A lot of Asian Americans are also Christians, and the latest Pew survey indicates that 70% of them say they give their money and or time to churches, ministries, or other charitable institutions. Most of that giving remains here in the U.S., but some Asians also tithe to churches in their country of origin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state will not comply with a federal regulation that seeks to override state laws designed to protect kids from transgenderism. Sanders has signed an executive order stating that Arkansas will continue to enforce a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms in schools. This is SRN News. An Oklahoma death row inmate will not be executed. John Scott reports.
District Judge Tim Mills wrote that psychologists found that 63-year-old inmate Wade Greeley Lay has no rational understanding of why he is to be put to death. Defense attorney Callie Heller called the ruling a relief, saying Lay is convinced that the execution is part of a government conspiracy to silence him. Heller said the state will seek a formal stay of execution. Lay was convicted of killing a Tulsa bank guard in 2004. A spokesperson for Attorney General Gittner Drummond did not comment. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street ending yesterday on a mixed note. The Dow was up 125 points for the entire day. S&P 500 was ahead 8. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ was down 5 points. More details at srnnews.com.